All about shopping local this holiday season. It's Anna on Raven Walk 97.5, Long Island's holiday music station. We've teamed up with Lexus of Smithtown to recognize some of the best local businesses that you could support this year. Angela is from Premier Pastry. You can find them at 117 Main Street in Stony Brook Village.
Good morning, Angela.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thanks. You're a pastry shop, but you have Italian pastries, French pastries, and kind of everything in between, right?
Yes, we carry Greek stuff as well, and we do wedding cakes, we do specialty cakes. We do a little bit of everything. So if you don't see it, just ask us. Chances are we can make it.
What's the number one thing that people always ask for?
Cheesecake. That's our specialty.
Do you think that cherries belong on top of cheesecake?
That's a personal preference.
Don't ask her to make a decision on that. You're cutting out half the fan base. I can envision you being my favorite aunt. I just want to go to your house for the holidays.
Do you ever get strange requests for different things to put on top of cheesecakes?
Not necessarily, not really. We make a large variety. We have apple crumb, we have cannoli, we have chocolate mousse. So anything strange? Not really, to be honest with you.
Now, it's a little late in the season for special orders, but you can just walk into Premier Pastry and pick up all the delicious, beautiful things you have on display, right?
Definitely. We have cookies, we have mini pastries, we have cakes that are decorated for Christmas, we have gingerbread houses, we have gingerbread men. We'll have a whole slew of pastries and cakes and cookies geared for the holidays.
Angela, what's the most challenging pastry to actually make?
I'm trying to think. Since I don't make the stuff, I just eat the stuff. But that was more a question from my husband.
Oh, my gosh. So I always wondered, my dad is a chef, and he never, like, cooked for us growing up. Like, we would go to the restaurant, and at the restaurants, he would cook for us. But at home, he never, like, made our regular dinners.
He makes everything all the time. My daughter just got married, and they just made her wedding cake. It was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, that's so nice. Now, you specialize in wedding cakes, too. They're beautiful, and birthday cakes, and you do the whole fondant thing. They're absolutely gorgeous.
We do a lot with fresh flowers. We do a lot with buttercream and with flesh. We do fresh flowers. We put macarons on them. If you look at our Facebook page, you'll see a whole slew of stuff that we've done.
All right, great. So we do this thing called the speed round. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. There's no right or wrong answer. All you have to do is answer as quickly as you can. You ready to go?
Sure, you got it.
Can gingerbread men actually come alive?
No.
Is fondant gross and really only for decorations?
Yes. Buttercream is so much better if you're going to get a wedding cake. It tastes so much better. And the way that the technique has improved over the years, you really cannot tell. You can decorate a buttercream cake so much, it looks like a work of art.
If your husband ever makes something that you think is disgusting, do you tell him the truth as to whether or not you think it's gross?
Oh, of course. I'm the taste tester. I have to tell him if it's bad or not. It has to get by me first. So if it's not good, it's not getting into the store.
We saw that you made one beautiful cake that's on your Facebook page, and it had a little nip of Jack Daniels. Should you ever put alcohol in cake?
If they request it, not necessarily, you know, like, well, they'll put, like, rum in the frosting because there are certain cakes where that is, but only a tasting. It's not, you're not going to get drunk off of it. Just a little bit, just to give it a little bit of flavor.
I want my cake to get people lit.
How do you say macaroons?
Well, there's two different kinds. There's macaroons and macarons. They're two totally different things. One is made with coconut, and the macarons are like a fresh, I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Those are made with almond flours, and those are more like a delicacy.
Very nice.
They're very different.
All right, you can visit Angela at Premier Pastry in Stony Brook Village, 117 Main Street, or you could check out their Facebook page. Just head to Facebook and search for Premier Pastry Shop. Merry Christmas, Angela. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.